Good morning. Today, as we are in the middle of November and we slowly start winding down the church year ends in a couple weeks on the Feast of Christ the King. And so what the church does at this time of the year is it helps us to look at the very end of our lives, the end of time. Huh? And it talks about the end of the world when Christ will come again. That's what we end with Christ the King on. But the month of November and this whole time is a time to focus on the end of the world, and the end of the world for all of us is when? When we drop dead. Your world just ended. That was it. Okay, so it's all of us prepare for that reality. And it's most appropriate today that as we prepare for this, we have two baptisms. Because what baptism does is it helps us to remember that even from the moment of our birth, that what is most important isn't the world and what's passing away, but Jesus Christ. And so these two children, Elliot and Isabella, will come and get baptized into Christ today. And as they get baptized into Christ, we talk about the second reading today. It talks about when Christ died, he died for all. And what he did is for all of us so that we can live forever. So what happens is when Isabella and Elliot get baptized today, what Jesus Christ did 2,000 years ago on the cross, they are covered in his blood so that they will live forever. That's what we believe. And if you listen to the gospel, Jesus tells us heaven and earth will pass away. Everything's going to pass away. This church is going to pass away. You're going to pass away. I'm going to pass away. Everything we fight over, it's all going to pass away. That the only thing that won't pass away, according to Jesus, is heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. My words will never pass away. And so what that means is if you and I come and we stay focused on Jesus, then we shall never pass away. Elliot and Isabella, if they stay focused on Jesus all the days of their life, they will live forever. And that all begins today. It helps us to put perspective in what really matters. You know, so many people focus on making money. Oh, I'm going to make money. Or they make on, I have to be happy. Or I got to do this. And it's all going to pass away. I don't care if you become a multi-millionaire. I was up in Brighton, Michigan a couple nights ago, huh? And I spoke there Thursday to a bunch of men. And I told them, I don't care if you're multi-millionaires, and some of them are. You're not going to take it with you when you drop dead. Sorry. You focused on the wrong thing. Can you imagine focusing on your whole life on just making money and being powerful, being rich, taking care of everything, taking care of number one, and then one day you take your last breath and you drop dead and you focused on the wrong thing. You messed up everything because you focused on those things that are passing away instead of that which will never pass away. So the reality is for us, who or what do we focus on? Are we focusing on the world or do we focus on Jesus Christ? Do we focus on Jesus when we go to work? Do we focus on making money or taking care of ourselves? Even if you take care of your body, huh? So I can have ripples in my stomach. Remember, one of my kids at prep used to talk about his six-pack. And I say, six-pack? I got a case. What are you talking about? You know, but he would sit there and focus on that. Oh, take care of my body. Ooh, that's great. But you know what, son? You're going to drop dead. You're a football player. You might live to 50. And when you drop dead at 50, they're going to dig a hole 6 foot deep. They're going to throw you in that hole. They're going to put dirt on top of you. And everyone's going to go home and eat potato salad, huh? I've been to a lot of funerals in my life. And never once did I hear, did you ever see the ripples in that guy's stomach? Never once. Why? Because these ripples now are lunch meat for the worms. A muncha, muncha, muncha. And we put all this time and energy into things that are passing. And yet eternal life, the thing that never passes, we throw it a bone every once in a while. You know, we think God's Barney. I love you. You love me. You know, to win a state champion football game like prep guys used to do, they would have to sit there and work out 4 hours every day throwing a football. To win a soccer game, they'd have to kick the thing 4 hours a day just to win something that's passing. When I was at prep 10 years ago, we became state champion football players, right? State champions. We beat Central Bucks West. Everybody went nuts. They were the crap in those days, huh? Hey,
I'm a state champion football player.
Yay. Those kids are already has-beens, correct? They've already graduated from college. When they're my age, they'll tell their sons, when I was your age, son, I was a state champion football player. And the kids are going to say, shut up, Dad. You're just fat and bald now. Nobody cares. And yet, 4 hours a day, they would put all this practice, and then it's gone. And yet, our soul, we give the least amount of time to. You know, if a kid told me I want to be a state champion football player, and I'd say, what are you going to do to prove that to me? And if they'd say, well, we're going to go to practice once a week for about 45 minutes to an hour, depending on who the coach is, and we're going to have good thoughts about the game. I'd say, wrong answer, gentlemen. I ask you, do you want to go to heaven? That's what the gospel's about. Do you want to go to heaven? Yes, Father. What are you doing to prove to me you want to go to heaven? Well, we go to Mass every week when we feel like it, when there's not a good guy mugger or something on TV. When we feel like it, we'll go to church once a week, 45 minutes to an hour, and we'll try to be good people. Do you mean to tell me it's easier to get to heaven than it is to win a state champion football game? You think God's a fool? Oh yeah, you know, to win a state champion and make money, you're going to put 40 hours a week, work hard, work out every day to be healthy. But to go to heaven, the greatest of all goals, oh, just try, please, could you try to come to Mass every once in a while, please? And could you just try to be a good person? And then if you just try, that's okay, I'm Barney, I'll let you come on in. I'm a fool. I'm here to tell you, God is not a fool. That if you got to put time and energy on this earth just to win things that are passing, how much more for our eternal salvation? How much more? We're still saved by grace, absolutely. But you got to receive grace. Just like when God gives you a gift of athletic ability, you have that gift. But if you don't work with that gift, if you don't work out, if you don't do everything, you're not going to be a good player. When God gives you the gift of salvation, the pure grace, you got to accept it and you got to work with it. You got to now take that gift he's given you and do your best with it. That's what Jesus is saying today. Heaven and earth will pass away. Take a look. Everything's going to be gone. My words will never pass away. And what must happen is we stay focused on Jesus every day of our life. And if you do that, then you're going to be able to deal with anything, huh? If you listen to the song, I hope they're going to play. They played it every other. So after this, it says, do not be afraid. I am with you. You can face life and all these things that are passing by yourself and be afraid. A lot of people are afraid every day. Wonder what's going to happen tomorrow. But if you face it with Jesus Christ, you don't have to be afraid of anything. You don't have to be afraid of dying. You don't have to be afraid of anything. And again, I love to tell the story of Sister Christine, the Carmelite, who when she sat there 7 years ago, she was told, Sister, when she went to the doctor, I'm sorry to tell you this, but you're going to die. And Sister started to smile. He said, Sister, I don't think you understand. You have about 1 month to live. You have inoperable cancer. And Sister smiled all the more, and she says, Doctor, oh, I understand. I don't think you understand. Doctor, either way, I win. If I live, I'm with Jesus. If I die, I'm with Jesus. Either way, I'm with Jesus. Is that the way you live? That you focus on Jesus so much that either way you win, it doesn't matter. Our prayer today for Elliot and Isabella is that all the days of their life, they know what's most important, Jesus Christ. And they keep their eyes focused on him. So that as that happens, did your mother pinch you? It was, she did, didn't she? So that as that happens, we pray that one day we're going to have two new statues made in this church. One for St. Isabella and one for St. Elliot. I never heard of a St. Elliot. He's going to have to be the first. And we'll have these two great saints in our church here that we're going to have to make new statues for because this is the place they got baptized. And that can happen. If they just stay focused on Jesus. Because heaven and earth will pass away. But my words will never pass away. So what are you focused on? You focused just on earth? Or you focused on forever? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. 9 minutes and 58 seconds.